Good morning. Clouds moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and with partly sunny skies, temperatures will start to climb back through the 60s and into the 70s today. At the same time, showers are breaking out through central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. Those will pivot to the north and east, and many places will see at least a little bit of wet weather by lunchtime today. Showers will become more numerous through the afternoon and into the evening, maybe even a few bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder, before a storm system approaches from the Great Lakes. An influx of moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean will saturate the atmosphere. At the same time, jet stream energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be slicing through. So overnight tonight, we're looking for rain, perhaps heavy at times, with rumbles of thunder and bursts of heavier rain likely. As a result, the flood watch has been issued starting overnight tonight and into tomorrow for a good part of interior New York and New England. More rain for the early morning hours tomorrow, perhaps heavy rain at times with rumbles of thunder as the storm system pushes on through. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as a trailing cold front makes its way through the region. Because of the extensive clouds and showers, temperatures tomorrow will only make it into the lower and middle 70s. Behind this system, drier and cooler air will begin to flow in Wednesday night, but especially during the day Thursday and into the day Friday, with temperatures well below normal and low humidity, readings will only be in the lower 70s. Temperatures will rebound into the upper 70s to around 80 over the weekend, with the next system approaching with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the upper Ohio Valley, lower Great Lakes, and mid-Atlantic states. Also, a slight risk for the Pacific Northwest and northern Intermountain region. Clouds and showers will generally limit overall buoyancy today. However, limited sunshine will still push instability toward modest levels. This environment, along with the presence of a strengthening cyclonic wind field with 30 to 45 knots of effective shear, will support sustained multicells and at least a conditional supercell potential with damaging winds and severe hail possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a south wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 58, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the upper 70s, mostly sunny in Boston near 80, and showers and storms in Buffalo with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 99, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy with rain, heavy at times tonight, and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy with rain heavy at times tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Breezy with rain heavy at times tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy with rain heavy at times tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, cooler with lower humidity Thursday and Friday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Saturday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday with highs around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.